Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Dan Karpuk here with Kate Constable, and we have a very special odds boost today. It just so happens to be our MV parlay. It is the Pacers, Bucks, and Kings to all win. This is boosted from plus 137 to plus 162 at Bet365. Now, of course, I had to crunch the numbers on this. And as I mentioned, it is the most valuable parlay of the day here at BetQL. This has a 54.35% chance to occur, or minus 119 implied odds. In the plus 162 boosted odds, you'll find at Bet365, have an implied probability of just 38.17%. So there's a ton of value here. Going through each leg real quickly, the Kings have a 67.18% chance to beat the Knicks at home under coach Mike Brown. Sacramento's gone 9-1 straight up after a blowout win by 15 plus points. And guess what? They just won by 15 points last time out against the Pelicans. Plus, they'll get De'Aaron Fox back from an injury while Jalen Brunson is questionable and in jeopardy of missing his third straight game for the Knicks tonight. So the Kings to beat the Knicks at home. Love that one. Next up, the Bucks. I don't know if you saw this yet, Kate, but the Nets are resting a lot of guys tonight. Yeah. So Drew Holiday and Giannis are back for the Bucks tonight. The Nets are going to be without Spencer Dinwiddie, Cameron Johnson. They're resting those guys. Also, Nick Claxton, Royce O'Neal, Ben Simmons are all out with injuries.
So that's therefore, like basically their whole team.
Exactly. So we're giving the Bucks a 94.66% chance to win this game. That's a very rare that you see that type of projection from us. And finally, the Pacers have an 85.47% chance to beat the Rockets at home. The Houston's going to be without Kevin Porter Jr. And the Rockets have gone 6-26 straight up on the road this season.
Oh my gosh.
So they stink. So what do you think about this odds boost?
Yeah, that's terrible for the Rockets. I knew they were bad on the road, but I didn't know they were that bad. I think for these games, I mean, the line just kind of implies it all. Like Bucks minus 12, especially with all those players sitting, it would be kind of a miracle if the Nets won that game, really, especially with Milwaukee being at home. They're so good at home. The Pacers, this is going to be a track meet between these two teams, I think, because neither team plays defense, but the Pacers can actually score, where the Rockets, they'll shoot a bunch, get up a bunch of shots, but their efficiency is very low. So I'm totally fine taking the Pacers at home, especially hearing how bad the Rockets are. And the Kings, the Knicks, coming off of that loss, now they're traveling all the way out west. So they're kind of in a weird spot because they went home just for one game against the Hornets. Now they're all the way back out west. The Kings offense is the best in the league right now. I mean, they're just putting up a ton of points. So I like the Kings at home tonight, especially if Brunson is out. I don't think he can go wrong taking this.
Love it. Love it. And you could follow both of us. We make it so easy for you at Kate Constable, at Daniel Karpuk. You know, we don't have numbers in there. It's just our names. That's all. Yeah. That's all we're asking you to do is just follow us on Twitter and head to BetQL.com for all of today's best NBA bets. And you can pick up a free 3-day trial there. So if you bet on sports, there is no excuse not to check out our premium data. We're going to go into today's best bets. I'm going to go Tyrese Haliburton over 10.5 assists versus the Rockets at minus 120 at BetMGM. Yes, this is a big number. However, I do not care. Kate, as you just mentioned, the Rockets are, you know, we talk about efficiency a lot, you and I, and the Rockets are among the least efficient offensive teams, but also the least efficient defensive team in the league as well. And over the last five games, Haliburton has gone over this 10.5 assist mark four times. He's averaged 12.2 assists in that span. And I love looking at potential assists, 20.8 potential dimes per game in that span. This is arguably the best possible matchup for an opposing point guard as well. The Rockets have allowed opposing point guards to average 9.37 assists per game. That's the second most in the NBA, and their defense has been abysmal. I'm going to just keep saying it. They cannot play defense. And I expect another ceiling performance from Haliburton here as a facilitator tonight. I wouldn't be shocked if he racks up 20 assists. I'm going to call it right now. It's going to be a 20-assist night. You heard it here first from Tyrese Haliburton, especially if this game stays close. He's on the court in the fourth quarter. I think he's going to absolutely smash in this spot, and I love the over 10.5 assists.
Maybe even add like a little ladder in there to get some good plus money with those assists if we think he's going all the way up to 20.
Absolutely.
Like I'm going to go to college basketball and Arkansas, Auburn, SEC tournament starts today for these two teams. Arkansas comes into this game rather losing its last three games to Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, all ranked teams. Auburn, I don't think is quite at that level, but this game is interesting because Auburn opened as the favorite and this has flipped all the way to Arkansas -3. You can still get it at BetMGM at -2.5 right now. So I would run and grab that. But the Razorbacks lost to the Tigers earlier this season by 13 points, but that was during the stretch where Nick Smith was out of the lineup and Arkansas kind of struggled to figure out their offense with him out of the lineup. They also only shot 12.5% from three, 59% from the free throw line. But what I like is that they attempted 32 free throws in that game. They just missed about half of them. So left a ton of points at the free throw line. They also had 17 offensive boards. And I mean, Auburn's defense is pretty good. They've been playing better, but Arkansas has the more talented team overall. And Auburn has really struggled away from home. They're 3-7 on the road in SEC play. And obviously this is a neutral site game, being this is in the tournament. So I'm going to take Arkansas -2.5. I'm even comfortable with them at -3 if that's where you can grab it today.
I absolutely love that. I'm going to get on that right now. Actually, you convinced me there. And be sure to come right back here tomorrow where we will have another odds boost to finish up the week. Good luck tonight, everybody. And let us know what your winners are at Cade Constable and at Daniel Carpuck. Tweet at us. Do it. Thank you.